his number and see if anybody
wants to call. Blog Talk Radio.
I don't, yeah. Hold up. Let me put this number in here. Yeah, they definitely don't care. That's a fact. They definitely do not care. All right, so there's the number. If anybody want to call in, please call in. Yo, this nigga look like Ja Rule in a 50 Cent body. You hear me? Do you see this nigga? That shit better be a fucking stick on. You know what I mean? And he's from Africa, so motherfucking Matumbe Usabu. This nigga, okay? I don't know. This nigga really wants to be 50 Cent. 50 Cent. And yo, did you see his... I'm trying to get him on the show. Me and him already talked to him. We trying to do a live interview, son. And now I know that's going to be the funniest shit on the planet. So me and him been chatting. Yo. Oh, shit. This nigga right here. That nigga, that's 42 Cent right there. Let's go to his page real quick. Hold on, man. Yeah, let's go. This is this nigga right here. Yo, his followers went up like crazy since then. He didn't even have that much. This is him. 50 Cent hit him up as well on Twitter. So he responded a few hours ago. Nah, I'm not going to play that.
Dollars, man.
$100. $100. You want some dollars? I don't know what part of Africa he's from, but he definitely got some dollars. So, you know, look, it's funny, but you know, I have to put a serious twist on it. But I am in a few minutes, but. I'm really trying to get him on a show, man. But I really want to talk to him. But I don't know where he get that jury from. You know, he got the Nelly, son got the Nelly shit on. The Nelly, what do you call that shit? Oh, my God. Band-Aid. I can't even say it. This nigga got yo, he's crazy. Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy. Do you see how this nigga dressed? And he's killing. Like, he is the man out there in Africa. I don't know what part. I don't know if it's South. I don't know if it's Nigeria. But do you see this motherfucking jewelry that he got on right here? This nigga even got the red. He got the bandana boots. This nigga done made this shit himself, nigga. He got Mfufu in the back. Just putting this shit together, like, you know, I didn't know how to put, you know, clothes together real fast too. So, in this jury, you know, it's not real. But I want to say this though. Do you see the influence though? Right? You see the influence. Now, I won't say him per se, but let me just put a little bit of this in perspective though. Some of them come here, right? And this is how you know, black people. Or the black Americans here, our culture reaches across the globe, the whole planet. You know, you may not really, you have a little, you know, you can put a little bits and pieces together to look like us, but we know when y'all try to dress like that, we know that, nigga, you like 20 years behind. You know what I mean? You're trying to look, and this don't even look right. You know what I mean? Nobody will rock that, not even on fucking Independence Day, okay? But at the end of the day, you see the influence. But when they come here, you niggas or catas, you lazy, you're lazy. No, no, you're lazy. You know what I mean? And try to distance themselves from us. But look at the influence now. You see how these niggas is dressing, son? All on. And it's like, you know, how can y'all, you know, diss us? And I won't per se him per se, but our culture is used for everybody else's success. And then when they reach a certain plateau, it's like, fuck them. Fuck these black motherfuckers. Am I tripping? You see, that nigga robbed Mr. T, nigga. That nigga found that shit by the lake or something. He put all that shit together by himself. That shit is crazy, son. That's some costume jewelry for your ass, for Rizzo.
When that girl looks so good, when that girl looks so good,
when that girl looks so sexy, I wanna look into your eyes and see love. When that girl looks so pretty, when that girl looks so good. I'm definitely wanna get him on the show, so I'm not gonna say too much. But if y'all want to call in, please call in and let me know. But yeah, man, that shit is funny. That shit is funny. Now, I was going to put this video up earlier, but this dude said, I'm handsome as fuck. Women love me because of me, not the money. Now, I was actually putting together this video earlier today. Let me see. Where I'm at? Hold on. I'm going to my... Hold on. Let me share my screen now. But I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell you about it. Let me show y'all real quick. Hold on. Let me stop sharing. Where am I at? Hold on. You want to be like him when you grow up? Yeah, I hear that. Oh, man. Where I'm at? Oh, it won't even let me. Oh, okay. I was actually going to do this shit earlier. And I was going to do it like this, right? And I was gonna write some commentary to it. I just didn't get around to it. Yeah, I see that shit, right? But anyway, but like at the end of the day, what? Yeah, I mean he is having fun, you know. God bless him. God bless him. You know what I'm saying? But like at the end of the day, listen, man. God bless him. If that's how you feel, I'm pretty sure his grandmother, I'm pretty sure his mom's in his, you know what I mean, the closest people to him believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen, confidence is a motherfucker though. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man. That nigga look like a fucking parakeet, nigga. Gizmo and all the rest of them niggas, all the gremlins. You know what I mean? But you know, he got on this hustle, you know what I'm saying? And he got them M's. I can't knock a nigga on that. Now, this nigga right here, Kevin Spacey, he has been getting charged with this kind of sexual assault for years. And he won the all those other times. So he will not get charged. They're looking for him, but the only time they're going to lock him up is if he comes to London. So if they ever find out that he's in London, he's going to get locked up. So this nigga don't even have to come to fucking London no more. Or he could pay motherfuckers to, you know, not say that he's there. So, you know, like, motherfuckers just be getting over on shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the complexion for the protection is real, real. And I meant to say something on this shit, too.
Has families on high alert after a second grader brought a loaded gun to an elementary school. Today, parents and city leaders asking how and why this could have happened. Fox 40's Jeannie Nguyen is live at Edward.
That's crazy. Parents speak out after loaded gun is found in a second grader's desk. Now, this is on my, I got to say this is on my brother. I got to say, you know what I'm saying, this is not a lie. I have to remember if it was real. And my cousin Halfpint is a fucking dickhead. When we was living in the style and Louis Armstrong projects, I was going to PS, was it PS36 at the time? Or was that daycare? I wasn't even in the second grade, y'all. This is word on my life, son. My cousin Half gave me a fucking, it looked like a 2.5, but it was silver and it was heavy. I still remember it had green, like a green color on it, like if it was colored in with a crayon or some shit like that. But this nigga gave me a gun. I don't know if it was real. I vaguely remember, but he gave it to me and I took it to school. I think it was daycare. I don't think it was daycare. It had to be, yo, I swear on every motherfucking thing. I took that gun to school. It was like steel. It could have been a fake steel gun, but he gave it to me. He was a very bad influence. He's changing now. So salute to my cousin Halfpint now. But I swear to God, I had to be, no exaggeration, I had to be at least like 5 or some crazy shit, or maybe less. But I was I moved to Coney Island when I was 8 years old, and I was going to PS256. This nigga gave me a gun to take to school. I had it in a desk. I remember they found the shit. Told my moms. I don't even know if my moms remember, because she's starting to lose it a little bit. I remember that ass whipping though. She whipped my ass. That's on my Uncle Calvin's life. Word up. I got, man, listen, man. So that was fucking crazy. That's worth every motherfucking thing. That was crazy. So Half, you a bad fucking influence, yo. He did some crazy. He took me out of school. I'm young. This nigga took me out of school. Not take me out of school. Before we went to school, because I always walked. Because my project is two blocks to go to PS256, which is across the street from Marcy Pool. So I always walked to school. He went to a school where you got to get on a train, on a G train. So that's Bethann and Nostrand. So we got on a G train. He took me to his school. I don't know what school. I don't know the name of the school. And left me in the school. So the people in the school like, who are you? You go to school here? I'm like, no, my cousin. You know what I'm saying? They called my mom. I got my ass whipped again. I remember. Halfway, you are a fucking bad influence, family. Bad. But I love you. Badass influence, huh? Gonna do that to a damn 5-6-year-old. You terrible. But anyway, let's keep it fucking pushing. I just wanted to say that. I can't make this shit up. But any motherfucking who.
They're just all fucking parked and outside, man. They need to go in there. Look at that shit, bro. They're all in there. The cops ain't doing shit but standing outside.
All the kids are inside the fucking school, and they're just standing. They're fucking parked. Oh, my God. They're in the
Look, they're over there with the gun.
I need a cigarette now. Shit. Hang on. Let's see.
And all the parents are going to go in. They.
Like, our kids are there, man. My son's right through. It's a good cover. It's a good cover.
Man, y'all can't be like that, man. Y'all can't be like...
They aggressive to the civilians, the parents who cares about their child, but you pushing them. And y'all bitch-ass niggas won't even go in there and go kill the real threat. You see how weak these niggas are? Weak niggas, man. Weak. 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 Weak motherfuckers.
Hey, get across the street. Because I'm having to deal with you. Get across the street. Get across the street.
Hey, when you're back up, are you going to launch into that gate to get him?
That's crazy.
You know that they're kids, right? They're little kids. They don't know how to defend themselves. 60-year-old kids in there. They don't know how to defend themselves from a shooter.
That's fucking crazy, son.
Have you texted the teacher? You don't have their number?
That's really fucked up, yo. Wow. That's really fucked up. That's really, really, really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, I don't know what to say. This dude right here.
Harry Salter Jr. wore many hats in his life. Retired police officer.
This is the short version.
Teacher. But one of his true passions was science. He built a lab in his garage where he spent countless hours working to develop an engine that could run on water.
It's not running off a gas fuel? No, there's no gas fuel. No gas fuel.
Sadly, for all he was in life, the world is learning his story because of the courage he displayed doing his job, protecting his community.
That just lets you know exactly right there what was the real reason why he went into that store. That's why he was casing out that store to see his movements. You know what I mean? Taking down data just to see, you know what I mean? Basically his schedule, you know what I mean? His routes. It makes sense. That shooting, somebody, I forgot who it was, sent me that full video of the shooting. The full video. It is disturbing. You hear me? I don't know if any of y'all seen the full fucking video of that shooting. Okay? Disturbing. That them bullets was ripping through these motherfuckers like Swiss cheese. Okay? That I never watched it again. I still got it. I'm going to delete it because I really don't want that shit in my computer. You know what I'm saying? And I actually, I'm about to delete it now. I don't even want to watch it again. I only watched it one time. I will not watch that shit again. I will not watch that video ever again. That shit is crazy, son. So, you know, they be sending out these little fucking patsies, these little assassins to do their job. You know what I'm saying? And the world just, we've been just so desensitized to all this shit, you know, to whereas, you know, to whereas nothing gets done. It's almost like to put fear in the people in this working. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is people gonna do? That's why I would like to know y'all thoughts. The phone lines is open. You know what I'm saying? I know we're here for I guess pass each other's time. Well, I'm not trying to pass no time. I'm actually trying to just, you know, do what I do. But if y'all would like to donate to the platform, Nobody Show Love Yet, hit the like button. If y'all would like to call in, call in. Okay? You know? But this shit is crazy, man. This shit is crazy. We're gonna go into the Tokyo Black China's moms exposing that Tank. And I didn't see the video yet. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you won't know in a few minutes. But it's about the video that Tank did. When We Fuck and shit like that. That song is dope. I actually fucked to that. That's a real, you know what? Let me take that fucking back. Lord have mercy. Any fucking hell. It's a great song, but let's go here, man. Yo, I don't know what it is, but what's good with y'all in the chat? I want to know that, man. I want to know, press one if I'm wasting my time here, because I will definitely get off live. Because it seems like I just be wasting my time. You know what I mean? You're saying this, so why he getting released? Because the lawyer is talking about some new information that they may have. It's something that we may not know. But again, like I said earlier, in Tennessee, they have a mandatory law. They have a law where if it's capital murder, there's no you can't get bail. But if it's like first degree murder and down, you could get a bond. You can get released. It's really up to the judge if you want to give bail or deny bail. So if just say if you do give bail, it may be 5,000, a million, 500,000. It all depends on, you know, it all depends. So even if he do get a bond, it may be a high bond to where he can't even get the fuck out, period. You know what I mean? Somebody going to have to put up their house, show their pay stubs, W-2s, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Put their house up, all that, you know? But, yeah, man, this shit crazy. I feel like I be wasting my time with y'all niggas, man. But let me play this, man. Then I'm ghost, guys. This shit crazy. And it ain't nothing funny about it either. Ain't nothing funny about that. But we gonna keep it pushing. Let's get it right here. All right, man. If you haven't subscribed to Night and Day Network. I like this. I like this. Dude. Thanks, Flower Bloom, even though shit ain't funny.
Are you ready?
Thank you for sending me this video.
Lacoma is now offering a once-in-a-lifetime...
Check it out.
Tank.
Oh, the standard tank?
Honey, y'all women better stop listening to that Michigan-ish, because if you listen to his song, When We... Let me break it down and you go look at it. Nobody's going to break it down like this. You're not going to hear this breakdown, and you're going to see exactly what I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about. When it comes on, he's going to come pulling up to a warehouse. He's going to open the door. When he opens the door, he's going to be walking through a hallway. There's a lady going to be standing there, and she's going to blow some white stuff on him. It's called Devil's Breath. Devil's Breath, you can look it up. It's in Dominican Republic, you know where I'm from. It's a lot of places, okay? And what it does is if you crush it down really, really good, it actually takes a person's will, their true will away from them. If you blow too much, it can actually kill you, but they know exactly how much to give you. You can tell a person to do whatever. And they don't do it. Now they're gonna blow. People gonna say, "What the hell she gonna?" It's not cocaine. It don't work like that. That's why he like this. It's called the Devil's Breath. Go look it up. Now as we're going through, you gotta take it real slow. They're gonna sing the song When We When he's singing, he's talking to the devil. Listen to the first part of it. You got to listen to the first part. He said, you the master of the universe. You said this shit could be mine. He's going to show him looking in all the rooms. All the rooms are so demonic, Jesus. Oh, it's vampires. It's women kissing on each other. It's a bunch of sexual-ish bitches with fangs. It's just the most bald-headed lady, look like some kind of creature, and she's sexually touching another woman. And he, watch him, every time he go in and he close the door, he's going to make a face of disgust. Like, Then it's going to be another door he's going to open up because the song about you mesmerize. It's not allowed. Listen, the spell in this song will have you lusting for what's happening because it's never been told till you go see it. After this shit, go look.
Oh, God.
Then you go in the next room. He's going to go into the next room. It's a bitch in a bathtub full of blood. It's blood. Blood come out of her mouth. Blood, she bathing in it. And he frowned up in that one. But you talking about making love. And that's the song. Bitches in a club like this. And you don't even know what you dancing to. Mm. Then you're going to go. I mean, every room has some crazy shit. But as he's going down the tunnel, it's red. It begins to turn white. And light at the end. A woman comes out. A hard face. You can almost call her transgender. Outfit on, and she's going to slowly walk up to him because it's a sexy song. She's going to like grab him and turn his face all like this. He's not going to have no clothes on. And he's going to then give her a kiss at the end. That's submission to the devil. That's the end. I gave up. You got to see it. Then when we, I don't listen to that shit because I like to put the song. So I'm like, never mind, because I know the video behind it. Yeah. Watch this. As he's walking down the hallway, he's looking into the different rooms and being like, he's like, the average man will be like, I got to go in his room. Oh my God, every room. He's just like, just frowned up the whole time. As he's going in the hallway, before it turns white, they're going to show Tank upside down with his arms out like this in an inverted cross.
Wow. Ritualistic shit.
You have to look at the video and move slow. It will help fuck you up.
I just want to clear up the confusion, all right? I'm 41 years old.
Watch this shit.
I have what they call an expert on the subject. I've been sucking dicks and foreheads for 40 years.
I'm
41 years old. I just want to clear up the confusion. All right? I'm 41 years old. I've seen a lot of pussy. I am what they call an expert on the subject. I've been sucking dicks and foreheads for 40 years. So as I sing this song, I've been sucking dicks and foreheads for 40 years. So as I sing this song.
Yo, you hear Shorty in the back. What? He been sucking dick. Yo, this industry, why you think when he said, the reason why I'm interjecting, because the other videos that's about to play now, it's not the one he said. I think it was on The Breakfast Club where he said if a man, you know, basically give another dude special attention one or twice, that don't make him, you know what I mean? That don't make him, you understand what I'm saying? Now it all makes sense. He was in the moment. He was drinking. He was in his moment. I'm not going to lie. I really loved the interview he did on Drink Champs. So I didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to like 85%. It was good. He was dropping a lot of jewels. I like the way he think. Like that interview, Tank was on one. That's a dope-ass interview. Go watch. I didn't watch it in totality, but 85% of that interview was really good. So salute to Tank on that note. But he was in the moment right here. This nigga slipped up and said, nigga, I've been hungry, nigga. 40-something, yeah. There it is. And first of all, he talked about pussy, and then he said he been slob on the knob, like corn on the cob. That shit crazy.
Some of these streets and I'm training, you know, running, all this cool shit, man. You know, I got something on my mind. First of all, I like what I like. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. I'm a nasty. It is what it is. But throwing the gay slur around as if it's the most negative thing you can call a person is very disrespectful and it's very ignorant because you don't understand what it is. You're taking someone's life and you're making it derogatory. A person's life, something that they were born into, something that they can't help but to be. It's almost like how you're born black. I'm born black. I can't help but be black. That's just what I am. And somebody says, oh my God, those guys are acting black and using it as a negative instead of what it is. My life is positive. A person who's born a homosexual, whatever, their life is positive. That's what they're meant to be. Stop throwing that shit around like it's the worst thing anybody could be. And that's all I'm going to say on the shit. Sick of this shit. Love everybody, man. Life, peace, and love all day. Now, I had to pull over to the side of the road and talk to y'all for a second. I just think it's a crying shame that in 2016, we have grown men afraid to admit that they like their salad toast. I think it's unfortunate that you are scared to be yourself. There's nothing wrong with having your salad tampered with every now and then. It doesn't mean that I like a man because I like my salad tossed. Nothing against the guys who like guys. It's just not my thing. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, having your salad, you know, visited every week. Oh, here's my motherfucking salad. I should be with my salad as long as a woman is involved. That's just how I feel about it. Know your utensils. Know your utensils. You know what I'm saying? So just because nobody wants to go down your nasty ass old stanky vinaigrette salad, stanky blue ass for them. Don't get mad at me. Salad toss on Wednesday.
Oh, you know shit. That nigga's stupid.
Wipe you down.
Do you remember the time that he, like, got really violent?
I'm definitely going to wait on this one to come up, too. But, hey, man, look, I know somebody who, like, they ass eating, okay? I have my eating. It's something that I never want to get used to. Have I had my salad touched before? Yeah, no tongue went inside. It went around the rim and shit. It's very ticklish. So that's something that I didn't get used to. I said this shit a long time ago. I'm very comfortable with my masculinity. And, you know, I love pussy to death. So no swore fighting, no peanut butter tampering. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, some of y'all guys in here, don't act like you ain't have your, you know what I mean? Your motherfucking salad touched before. But anyway, I don't know, but he slipped up. And when he talked about, you know, if a man did it once or twice, meaning, you know, giving some special attention to another man, da 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 da, you know, that's crazy. But let me just say this for the record, however your lifestyle is, that's yours. It does not affect mine. So, you know, I respect everybody's judgment on their life and their preference, their sexual preference. That is fine with me. I don't hate anyone who is gay. I don't discriminate if anybody is gay, and I'm just saying it for a reason because it's true. It don't affect me. So whatever you choose to do with your life, that is on you. I don't subscribe to it, but everybody has the freedom to do what they want to do, and that's on them. So enjoy. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? So I leave that one right there because I don't want no motherfucking trouble.
That you just can't forget him. Like,
so this day he actually threw a brick through the windshield of his car that I was driving while I was in the driveway. So I'm sorry, let me back up some. Before he did that, while I'm reading the kids a bedtime story, he takes his arm, puts it around my neck, and starts to choke me out in front of my kids. Wow. They're my kids, so he hates me. He hates me because I decided to not fuck with him anymore, to leave him alone. Like, once I realized that he had been paying for this woman's apartment with money that wasn't even his, and he stole the children and took them to Chicago, I refused to let him come back in the house.
She takes a picture, and in that picture is this ET.
Kel would do crazy stuff, like have random people watch the kids, like have some random man take my daughter to the bathroom, like would... He would pick up the kids when he can use them, like, as a photo op. Like, so he would take them to their industry events. And I was, you know, knowing what I knew about the industry, I'm thinking, like, oh, my gosh, he's trying to sell my adorable kids. Like, I honestly felt like he was under.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that, Zodiac. Yeah, I seen it. And that's something that I'm not even going to touch. But at the end of the day, You know, they got the new doll. Salute to them. The only thing I can say is we just know that, the movement is real and it's dominant. So they want to be heard. Tyra the Fox, sound like you like eating salad too. You like eating salad, Tyra? Because how you know men like it long as it's a woman? You like eating it? That's what I want to know. Everybody, what's up, y'all? Y'all going to hit the like button. Y'all going to show love to the platform. A whole hour, nobody ain't show no love yet. Damn, that's crazy, y'all. Y'all be really shitting on your boy. You heard? But, yeah, he's born on January 1st. And Tyrese, because he was on Breakfast Club. I mean, Drink Champs. He was talking about the shit that happened with him and like Ginuwine and Tyrese. I even know Tyrese, we have the same birthday, December 31st. So two Capricorns bumping heads. Yeah, it's crazy. Did I hear about TD Jakes' daughter? Yeah, her husband or boyfriend, I think it's her husband, has been arrested for sexual abuse of a child. You know what I mean? So it's a whole, look, it's weird people everywhere. You know what I'm saying? There's like in the church, there's child molesters, these pastors, these priests, always messing with children. I ain't getting stupid, Tyra, but come on now. You know something that we don't know, and you still ain't answer the question with your nasty ass. What's your bottom lip smelling like? Huh? What's your bottom lip smelling like? That's his foster daughter? Well, all right. Well, his foster daughter, either if it's his foster daughter or not, did she, he instilled, I guess, some morals into her. You know, talked about the Bible and told her it was right for wrong and yes and all that shit, right? But you can't really see a person for what they is until they let their guard down. Because when you first meet somebody, you meet a representative first. You're not really meeting them. You're meeting them, but the real them is being masked. You understand what I'm saying? So you're meeting a representative. So when they first start showing themselves in due time, or maybe right after, you begin to see certain things, you know? And it's up to that person to still choose to be with that person or tolerate it. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I could pretty much feel that maybe T.D. Jakes' foster daughter or daughter, whatever, I wouldn't think that she knew ahead of time. I don't think she would have put her, especially her father, in this kind of limelight. So you said that's sick. T.D. Jakes been new, trying to cover it up for his image. I never trespasses. Well, I don't know the whole story, so I don't know if he already knew. How did he already know? That's what I would like to know. How did he already know? You know, I ain't really look into that, but you know, I don't know if he already knew. But that's crazy. Let me scroll down. Where we at? Hold on. But just to get back on the video real quick. Did anybody see that When We Fuck video? I never seen a video. But these videos, I don't think so. He did not know about it. Yeah, I don't think so. But in this industry, everything is according to plan. Everything. These dudes literally create, first of all, this is why you know it's an agenda and the devil's is behind it. Because the concept of the video has nothing to do with the song. It's about making love or fucking, creating the mood, being a savage, being rough, and it's 86 people and 39 likes. No donations. What the fuck is it? Look, check it out. Y'all know me. Y'all know my mouth is fucked up. If y'all not going to show no love, none, go. It's other people here that can occupy your time. Please do so. Get out. Yes, I said it. Just beat it. You know what I mean? Just go. All right? That's all I ask. Just get the fuck out of here. If I'm just here for your entertainment and all that shit, bounce. That's all I ask. Now I'm about to bounce any motherfucker away because this shit is a waste of time. Anyway, but I'll just say this. That video had nothing to do with the song, and it was by design. It was to get that message out there. It was to send a symbolic message that the devil is still here and he's winning, and that Tank has participated in a musical ritual that proves and shows that he had to literally agree to do this kind of video, and maybe took off or walked through one of these doors, because you cannot look and do a video like that and don't think anything demonic about it. You should not think anything godly about that video. You don't even have to. You could be agnostic. Just that whole shit, just the video alone, you would know damn well this ain't right. And he's a person who came out the church. You should already, nigga, your spidey senses should be ringing off. You know what I mean? But I'm just gonna leave it like that, y'all. I'm gonna end my life.